Look, it's going to take two and a half hours to get down to Nashville, but you have Nashville Strip Fun right on Franklin Street. Head on down to Bud's Rockin' Country Bar. Bud's has live entertainment every single weekend. Thursday night is college night with $10 Busch Light buckets. Come for the nightlife and fun. Stay to eat some of the best food in the tri-state. Bud's Rockin' Country Bar is bringing Nashville to the west side of Evansville.
You're listening to the Eagle's Nest Podcast, your weekly check of Screaming Eagle Athletics from WREF, The Ref, and the University of Southern Indiana. The Eagle's Nest is brought to you by Bud's Rockin' Country Bar. Now, here's your host, Brad Clyde.
You're listening to the Eagle's Nest Podcast, presented by Bud's Rockin' Country Bar, the area's only country-themed restaurant and bar. Two special guests on the pod for this week. We have Sam Smith, a sophomore swimmer for USI, and Anna Bunnell, now a freshman for USI, swimming and diving. And, well, both of you really appreciate the time, and congratulations on great seasons.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we get down to the accolades, and certainly both of you, the first Eagles to medal at the Summit League Championships in program history, granted a young program, but that's kind of more the exciting part of you guys now resetting a new standard for a new program. But we were just talking about this a little bit before we recorded the pod, the off season, right? Going from 100 miles an hour to 0 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Could give you a little bit of whiplash, but how has the early off season been for you so far?
It's really nice. I enjoying some time off, getting to sleep in and not go to bed super early because no practice or anything. So just, I don't know, too much free time, honestly. I don't know. I get bored sometimes.
Okay. But when you're talking about your sleep, when were you going to sleep and when were you waking up in season versus when are you going to sleep and when are you waking up right now?
Like going to bed in season, going to bed around like 9:30-ish and waking up 5:15 every morning. Or we get one morning off or to sleep in, but and then now I'm going to bed at like, I don't know, 11 midnight-ish and waking up 8 o'clock.
Okay, well, that's still, I mean, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, you know, that's still pretty good, but like, to me, that's 3 more hours of sleep than I was getting, so.
So that's Sam's big difference in the off-season. What about you, Anna?
I would have to say the same. Like, being able to set my alarm for 9 a.m. instead of 5 a.m. is amazing. The time off has been great.
Okay, well, you get time off and you get time to reflect on obviously some incredible seasons for both of you. When I say first Eagles to ever medal at the Summit League Championships, I mean, Anna, how does that news hit your head and how does that, you know, kind of feel internally?
I had very low expectations actually going into conference, just being a freshman, not really knowing what to expect. But it was incredible. It was an incredible experience, and just being able to know that I did that is really cool.
What about you, Sam? I mean, that's the type of thing, like Anna just said, knowing I did that. I mean, that's going to be something that you have, you know, forever and always, not only in your career, but in your life. As you look back on it, you're going to be, I don't know who was first and who was second, but you're going to be one of the first two to medal in the Summit League Championships in this move to D1.
I mean, it's just really great. That was a goal of mine this season, was to get a medal, which is top three at conference. And last year, my goal was to make A-final, so I'm just really proud of hitting all my goals. Not all my goals, but most of my goals, especially those two. And it just feels really special. There's always something special about the first one, so even if I go on to win more, which hopefully will, but there's just always going to be something special about the first one.
You know, Anna, since you're a freshman, I don't necessarily know if you're able to answer this question, yeah. So I'll pinpoint it towards Sam, which is this. We get you guys on the pod for this week, and that's great because we love having swimming and diving. We can't have all the swimmers and divers. That said, the entire program took a huge leap from last year, and the impact and the progress, it's tangible. So, Sam, I'll ask you, the team performing much better this year than they did last year in the Summit League Championships, not just you, but from last year to this year, what do you think the major difference or improvement was within USI swimming and diving?
I think the major difference, it's kind of just generic, but just just the time that we've had to develop all of our athletes as a whole, like just a whole nother year. I mean, we're in year three of the program, and last year it was only Coach Cam's second year, and so they had only been with him for 2 years, but I think just adding a whole nother year made a big difference, and also the addition of Coach Alex also helped a lot, especially with me, and I just think that time and effort and all the grind that everybody put in just really put it all together at conference.
You know, and that's kind of what I'm getting at, is that now that it's all been put together, there's evidence now, and there's tangible proof that this program is heading in the right direction, right? And you guys are that tangible proof. But for you, Anna, you kind of had to believe without evidence mm-hmm. in your commitment to continue your athletic career at USI, which sure is your backyard, and maybe that was a part of it. But how you said going into this that you were a little bit surprised and didn't have very high expectations. So how does the news of, or the team results, I should say, hit you as you reflect on the year?
Well, I think a big part was having trust in my teammates and trust in my coaches. I mean, our team is incredible. We always say we're like a family, and for everyone to buy in was a really big part, and just trusting the process and trusting my coaches. But yeah.
Okay, so again, we've established that you two, by the way, have you determined who's first and who's second?
Technically, she was first.
Technically, she's first.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, it's not easy for a swimmer, a racer, to concede who was first and who was second.
Yeah.
So that's very mature of you, Sam. That said, each of you are the first two to do it, and that is medal at the Summit League Championships. But then again, Anna, with you being the first one, right? Sam's words, not mine. That and also the accolade of making the cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And being the first to do it, certainly at USI, I believe, the only one within the Summit League. Is that right?
I'm not sure. I know first to do it at USI, but I don't know.
regardless, first to do it at USI. Now, obviously, it's a great accomplishment.
Yeah.
A little unfortunate that you couldn't go and compete in the NCAAs, but you'll have an opportunity next year.
Yeah.
Certainly, you're trending in the right direction. How important was it for you to make the cut, even though you knew, okay, well, the cut is the cutoff, and I can't go beyond it?
That was really, like, we wrote down goals at the beginning of the season, and that was one of my goals. That was kind of like my motivation, like at practice, like that was consistently what pushed me, and I kept getting close, and I kept getting close. Like each meet I'd get a little closer, and I'd be like, oh, you know, I'd miss one dive, it kind of set me back. But doing that at the last regular season meet season meet, it was really cool. I mean, it was incredible. I'm very excited to go next year, regardless of not going this year. It was definitely a goal.
You know, the funny thing about your season and really just the infancy of the program as a whole is you get a lot of personal bests and thus program bests, right? And for you, Anna, you basically reset program records every single meet.
Yeah.
And again, that's just you breaking your own records at that point. Did you see it as resetting program records, or was it more, okay, I'm a little bit better than I was last time?
It was definitely just like going into a meet and wanting to be better than I was the week before. It wasn't like, it was very cool the first time that I did it. You know, you kind of have that under your belt, but then just each week having that score, being able to see your score increase, and then it was just like, okay, get a little bit better from the week before.
You know, again, we're talking to Sam Smith, we're talking to Anna Bunnell, and talking about these two as the first two to medal, right, in the Summit League Championships. But then again, that's just one moment in a season, a decorated season at that. So, Sam, let me turn it on you. Favorite moment from this year as you reflect on it?
Look, it's going to take two and a half hours to get down to Nashville, but you have Nashville Strip Fun right on Franklin Street. Head on down to Bud's Rockin' Country Bar. Bud's has live entertainment every single weekend. Thursday night is college night with $10 Busch Light buckets. Come for the nightlife and fun. Stay to eat some of the best food in the tri-state. Bud's Rockin' Country Bar is bringing Nashville to the west side of Evansville.
Favorite moment for me was definitely beating the University of Evansville in our dual meet. That was the first time our guys' team has done it. The women's team got it done both times this year, but earlier in January. It was a very close meet, and it came down to the last relay, and I was on that last relay, so that moment is really special to me.
Right, the 200, right?
Yes.
200 free relay, you're anchoring it.
Yep.
And so in that moment, everyone knows, you know, the anchor, that's a lot of pressure, but then again, you guys did it, and it was a team effort, and you were able to finish it off. What's your mindset as during the relay, and you're watching the times, and you're rooting for your guys? I'm sure you realized before you jumped in, okay, we have a chance to do this, and I have a chance to do this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, before the relay even started, I knew we had a chance. Okay. Or not just a chance, but I knew that we were going to do it. I knew that our team especially was like, I don't know, they were kind of expecting to beat us, and so when it was close, I feel like it was kind of a surprise to them. And but I feel like our team throughout the meet, we knew we were doing something really well, and we were all swimming really well. And I have faith in all those guys on that relay. Well, all the guys on the team, but those guys on the relay, especially, I've swam with them on that relay 5-10 times before, and I knew they were going to get the job done.
So the UE-USI thing, I mean, that's real.
Oh yeah, that's real.
And I'm sure Anna can attest. I mean, being from Evansville, like that's real.
Oh yeah.
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 That's extra special.
Yeah.
For you. What about you? A favorite moment from the season? Obviously, you know, the Summit League championship is going to stick out. But just outside of that, what sticks out as you reflect?
The UE meet was like incredible. I mean, I'd have to agree with Sam on this one. Like, the team camaraderie on deck was just, in the energy that everyone brought was unmatched. I mean getting zone cut, and obviously Summit League getting a medal, like, those were incredible moments for me, but as a whole throughout this season, that UE meet was pretty special.
So you can pinpoint moments, and you can pinpoint different meets or accolades from the season, but then again, Sam, for you to have success and to do it with your brother on the team, I mean, that's got to be extra special. Joey transferring in, what was that like with you and him kind of side by side?
Oh, it was just really special. I mean, last year, I don't know, it just felt a little different because I'd swam with him for 10 years, 15 years before this. Just, we were always on the same team, training with each other and everything. And so, I don't know, it was a little different last year, but I think I kind of got used to it. But then this year when he came back, it was just really nice just to be able to swim and train with my brother. And he's my roommate, so I get to live with him still now.
Were you rooming together before college?
No, I mean, we lived in the same house, but not the same room.
Oh, I know you lived in the same house. That's kind of the reverse, right? I mean, usually it's – I mean, I've got a twin brother. Usually it's, okay, share a room for the first however many years of your life and then go your separate ways, whether that be in college or if it was me moving to the basement when I was 14 because I had enough of my brother. You guys flipped it. Was there any trepidation in living with Joey?
Not really. I mean, I love him, and he's great, so.
Yeah, I mean, I love my brother, too.
I do, so.
What kind of roommate is he?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Well, is he messy? Who's cooking?
No, I mean, neither of us really cook. We both have a meal plan. I mean, we cook, but not much, that okay. much. So he's a good roommate. He's clean for the most part.
That means you're the messy one.
No, can't be.
Oh, man. Again, talking about swimming and diving on the Eagles Nest podcast, we love to do it, especially with the immense improvement that this team made. And you got two examples here in Anna Bunnell and Sam Smith. And Anna, let's go back to you. And I kind of touched up on this a moment ago. In you continuing your athletic and academic career in Evansville.
Yeah.
Was that something that you had your heart set on going into this season, or really into your recruitment ahead of this season of, hey, it'd be really nice to continue and stay home?
I actually was the opposite. I was dead set on going somewhere far. And I had taken visits elsewhere. And then being recruited by USI and coming on my official visit here, and it was really meeting the team and meeting the coaches and seeing what they had in store and the mindset and stuff that really brought me here. And I've enjoyed it. I like being in Evansville. I like being close, and yeah.
Is there ever, I mean, I'm going to have to kick Sam away from this conversation for a second because Joey's living with him, but is there ever an element of, hey, love my family, but need a little bit more distance?
Not really. I grew up on the north side, so this is like its own little town. I feel like the west side is. Like, I feel like they're so separate.
Like 10 minutes away, 20 minutes away from where you grew up.
I feel like being on campus, like, I honestly feel like very independent, very separated, but I love that my parents and my family can come to meets and come and support the team and stuff. I mean, I find that to be a huge pro of being in Evansville.
This might sound super open-ended and almost a little off topic. I'm not going to name names of places. I don't think it's really right to do that. But traveling with USI basketball this year, got to see facilities of other, you know, venues, and some of them had swimming and diving, you know, Olympic-sized pools, whatever it is. And I'm not necessarily in that world, but I've seen where you guys compete, and I have not seen a venue that's nicer. I don't know, Anna, if that had any impact on you of just how nice the pool and the facility is, but I was kind of blown away by that, because I did, when I saw it, I thought, this is nice, but I really don't have much to compare it to.
Right.
And then I went on those road trips and I thought, oh, well, turns out USI's awesome.
Yeah, you know? I love our pool. I mean, the windows, the everything, the seating. I mean, it definitely was an attraction on my visit, like, yeah. Just being able, and I mean, we have a great weight room, great buildings on campus, like everything. That definitely played a part in it.
Sam, what do you think? I mean, nicest venue you guys compete in this year?
Yeah, definitely one of the nicest venues. Something really special about it, just being, it's not small by any means, but compared to some of those Olympic sized pools, it's half as long. Ours is only 25 yards and those are 50, but I don't know, something really, that's just really special about it, I think. I don't know if it's just all the time that I've spent there and all the work that I've put in there or what, but something about it just is really nice.
How
special.
Much time are you guys spending in that place? I mean,
A lot,
I know, it's like 15 hours a week-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Outside of sleep doesn't count. Are you spending more time in your apartment or in the pool?
The pool.
Yeah. The pool.
I didn't even flinch. So take away sleep. It's really just when you get home to when you close your eyes. That time per week, it's nothing compared to what you're spending in the pool.
No, I mean, I'd say number one's got to be classes, but other than that, the pool definitely.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening. Yeah. Gonna make sure. Okay. Again, we're talking with tadpoles here. We're just in the pool all the time. I'm gonna ask, and this is not necessarily the most X's and O's swimming and diving question. Far mm-hmm. from it. But whenever I, you know, jump in the pool too long, my fingers get all pruned up and they're like that forever. I get chlorine in my eyes and I sink. I don't. So I'll ask you this. What is your, and you're used to all of it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
This is second nature. What is your least favorite adverse effect of being in the pool almost all day, every day, literally more than you are in your apartment?
I've definitely got to say the dry skin gets to me, just being itchy all the time, but use some lotion and normally helps with that. And like you said, I'm used to it at this point, so I don't even really notice it, but it's just something that I don't personally like that much.
Yeah. The off season is going to be weird when you're not itchy all the time.
Yeah, I know.
I struggle with being cold once I'm in that pool, and especially with dive, like getting in and out, and then, you know, I have to get back to my apartment and it's 20 degrees outside and my hair is soaking wet. Like that is definitely not fun.
Well, that's on you for not drying afterwards. But yeah, I could see that, like jumping in, jumping out.
Yeah.
And then you're up on the 3 meter,
yeah.
You know, and then I could totally see that. But you're used to it,
mm-hmm.
or you're just putting up with it?
Some days are better than others. Yeah. Some days I swear it gets 10 times colder than others, but
move it to a summer sport, all of a sudden the walk home is not that bad.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Yeah, but you do get used to it, and I mean, we are very lucky to have a really nice hot tub in our aquatic center, so that definitely helps.
More to the point of the aquatic center being one of the best venues, if not the best venue out there, especially at this level. Okay, you know, we're almost out of time, but I want to ask you guys before we go, back to the team element, and literally it's been an improvement every single year in the summer, the Summit League Championships, 8th to 7th, this year 6th. What do you think the future, direct future of this program is, both on the women's and the men's side, and I'll ask you first.
I just... With being a freshman, like even from the start of the year to where we finished off, like the growth, being a part of that has just been a really cool experience. I mean, I just expect us to keep getting better and better. And I mean, I know like our recruiting class for next year and things like that, and just in having a full upper class next year, I think will be a really big part of our success. But I just see us continuing to grow and get better and better every year.
Yeah,
I would definitely say the same thing. I mean, I think we're going to continue to grow, but I think a key aspect is not just in the pool. I think we're going to continue to grow outside of the pool and just everything with that has to do with life and preparing for life after college.
The medals, Summit League Championships, again, she was first, you're second, it's okay. Only she can brag about that because there's only one person to beat you to the punch at USI. That said, is there any extra pressure for next year off of the success that you two had this year?
I definitely think that there is a little bit of added pressure. You know, you hit these milestones and you hit these goals and people do expect you to continue to get better. But I think that just how we expect our team to continue to grow, I think we also expect ourselves to continue to grow. So I think that, you buy into the process and see the growth from year to year.
I kind of agree. I think there is kind of – or there's going to be an expectation of, like, getting another medal or a higher place medal or something. But I think that, at least for me, I think that will definitely help motivate me next year. Be like, I can't let all these people down who are counting on me to get another medal, more medals, or do better next year. And I think that that's going to be a good motivator for next year.
Again, this has been the Eagle's Nest Podcast presented by Bud's Rockin' Country Bar, the area's only country-themed restaurant and bar. Sam Smith, Anna Bunnell here on the pod, presented by WREF and USI Athletics as well. Both of you, congratulations on a great season, historic seasons, literally.
Thank you.
And have fun with the off season. Enjoy it, sleep in, you know, have some fun with your teammates and stay warm, although everyone's going to be warm in the summer, but you don't have to, you know, trudge back.
Oh, yeah.
And just enjoy it, because everyone on the team, with the team success, they all achieved a lot, and you guys definitely earned some time off and some rest, so congrats.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week on Spotify and the USI Athletics page for the Eagle's Nest Podcast presented by Bud's Rockin' Country Bar.